Rabbi Yanky Blyer shared with me today a beautiful maisa with the Heilig Belzeruv, Rabbi Arla Belzer. So Rabbi Arla Belzer was nifter Matzah Shabbos Kodesh, Parshas Ekev. And Rabbi Arla Belzer never had children. And the last Shalosh Shudas Torah that he gave, this was the last thing that Rabbi Arla Belzer told his Chassidim. So he was darshining in Parshas Ekev. And Parshas Ekev is the Parsha of Krishma, the Parsha of Ahoyim Shemaya. So he said that we say L'man Yirbu Yemeichem V'mei V'neichem Alu Adoma Asher Nishba Hashem L'Aviseichem L'Aseis Lohem K'imei Hashemayim Al Haaretz. That if you're going to keep the mitzvahs, you're going to have Arichas Yomim. L'man Yirbu Yemeichem V'mei V'neichem Alu Adoma Asher Nishba Hashem L'Aviseichem L'Aseis Lohem. And then we end K'imei Hashemayim Al Haaretz. What does that mean? K'imei Hashemayim Al Haaretz. We once spoke out of Chassam Sofer in a few places where he says a pshat. What does it mean? K'imei Hashemayim Al Haaretz. So this was the last Torah that Rabbi Arla Belzer said. He said that the previous pasuk is V'limadetem Oisem Es B'neichem L'daberbam. V'limadetem Oisem Es B'neichem. Chazal say it's Lav Dafka B'neichem, but it means even Talmidim, that a person V'limadetem Oisem Es B'neichem is supposed to have a hashpa on other people. He's supposed to be mashpia. Under a mention, and then Rabbi Arla Belzer got all choked up because he was never zoicha tabanim. But he said it can be talmidim, it can be chsidim. That if a person is able to be mashpi on other people, if it's flimadet amoysim es benechem, and in that schos, you know what he's going to be zoicha to. L'man yirbu yemeichem v'mei venechem alav arichas yomim alu adama shenishba Hashem laviseichem losseis lehem on this world. But not only is he going to be zoicha to arichas yomim on this world, but he's going to be zoicha to arichas yomim ki mei hashemayim al haaretz in the next world as well. Because if a person is v'lim if a person is able to be mashpia in any way, a big way, a small way, if you can make a positive difference in another person's life, you're going to have arichas yomim. It's going to be l'man yirbu yemeichem, not only on this world, but kimei shamayim. Even in shamayim, it's going to be lo yonuach v'lo yishkoit ba'olam haba rega echad. You know, my Zayda, Rabbi from Yitzchak Meir, he was a Belzer Chusid. He used to always tell me about Rabbi Arla Belzer. And it was Margul Bapume. He would say, Rabbi Arla Belzer is nishkeven kamench, is geven amalach. Rabbi Arla Belzer is geven amalach. That's what the Chassidim say. That's the word that was used to describe him. Anyone that knew him said he was a malach. He was a Rav that was doimel malach Hashem Tzvakos. And when the Rav is doimel malach Hashem Tzvakos, when he's a Rebbe that gives himself up 100%, not just for his Chassidim, but for Gans Klai Yisrael, especially post-World War II, a world that was broken, Rabbi Arla Belzer was one of the beacons of light that was literally uplifting the entire generation. The last words that he said was that my Rav doimel malach Hashem Tzvakos will be zoichel man yirbu yemeichem ki mei hashamayim ala aretz.